3. Need a little sugar in my bowl. Liba had a job at a music store of sorts down on Maxwell Street. She worked 6 days a week, the Sabbath being her only day off. One Sunday afternoon, she was on her lunch break, walking through the open-air market amidst the merchants and musicians, Negroes and Jews, the two most unwelcome people to call Chicago home. She thought about how Maxwell Street was the only neighborhood in Chicago that would have them both, and how over time, their cultures had braided together like a challah. It was a cloudless day and unusually hot for May. The market was packed. Liba passed pushcarts piled high with everything from used tools to pots and pans, and tables displaying hair combs and wristwatches. As she turned the corner, she saw Leonard jogging up to her, breathless and rumpled, pinpricks of sweat along his upper lip.
"There you are," he said, panting. "I've been looking for you."
"What's wrong? Is everything okay?"
"Wait till you hear this. I'm going into the recording business, and I..."
"What? Slow down."
"I'm a new partner at a record label."
She almost laughed. "What do you know about making records?"
"Not a goddamn thing, but I know a hell of a lot about making money, and I want you to come work for me."
"Me work for you?" This time she did laugh. "Not a chance." Leonard Chess was the biggest cheapskate she knew. In restaurants, he pocketed extra rolls from the breadbasket and always ordered sodas without ice so he'd get just that little bit extra. If she worked for him, she'd end up a pauper. She kept walking, surrounded by the sound of guitars and harmonicas, accompanied by the cries of Yiddish peddlers. A merchant with long payas hanging down the sides of his face tugged at her arm. He was selling used shoes and had a handful of laces hanging through his open fingers like spaghetti. She'd been raised in used shoes and sidestepped around him. She refused to make eye contact. The only way to maneuver through the market without getting caught in the schlepper's sales pitches.
"Oh, come on,"
Leonard said, jumping in front of her and making her stop.